What's up, everybody? Steve Geller along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, also Cullen Steele, running Master Control, keeping us in line here on Sports Talk, the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, we're going to get into some more of the training camp sound bank, and then after the first break, we'll get into some training camp talk from practice in Irvine, California. The voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, will be joining us. Here for the latest and greatest from him. But like I said, want to get into the training camp sound bank right away. It's brought to you by the sound banking of First American, a guy everybody's all excited about. First round selection, Taliese Fuaga. What's the left tackle think about how he's progressing so far at camp?
I think I progressed a good amount, especially after that first game. You know, it kind of starts to slow down a bit, especially going against, you know, good guys at practice like Chase Young and Carl Granderson. So
he mentioned that first game, preseason game number one. How did he think he fared there?
Definitely, like, I had, like, a lot of nervousness going into the game, for sure. Had a lot of butterflies, but after that first snap, it kind of, like, it helped me out. Just could get, like, a bang in there. And but it was, like, everything we kind of, like, seen on film and all that practice for, so.
Overall, positive outcome. Grades from, like you said, Pro Football Focus.
Right.
Thought highly of him in his first action, so that's what you want to see, obviously.
Well,
no pressures, no sacks, no penalties.
Yeah, you have to look at that. Usually, like, no pressures when, now, they're going to grade him, but the fans, you're not really mentioning his name, holding penalty, or he's offsides, and all that. So, I'll tell you right now, Fuaga, now, it's one preseason game. They just started practice, and I think we need, you know how McCoy definitely has taken that next step, and I think our center is the best player on the offensive line.
I'd agree, right.
Now, going into training camp, I'd say, well, Cesar Ruiz, our right guard, is our second best offensive line. I don't know if that's the case anymore. I think Fuaga, and we need Cesar Ruiz to continue to get better. I think Fuaga, if I would say after the season's all said and done, and even maybe right now, it could be an argument. That he's better than Cesar Ruiz. Now, they play different positions, left tackle, right guard, but I'm talking about
overall O-lineman
consistency. You know, how consistent you are playing and play out. So I'd say McCoy, and in theory, I'd want that because of his experience to be McCoy, Cesar Ruiz, and Fuaga, but right now it might be McCoy, Cesar Ruiz, Fuaga, then Cesar Ruiz. Now, the left guard and right tackle, that's a debacle. I have no idea what's going to come about with that.
No, right now that is a huge question mark right now.
No, I don't know. I think we need to because, you know, you have a certain lifestyle, but I don't know. We need to call back James Hurst or something. Are you still in shape? Can you work out? Or even, Steve, I was joking with you, and I'm halfway joking. I was even telling you. Call up Ryan Ramczyk and say,
sure?
Ryan, are you sure that you need, how you feeling? Do you think, like, you retired for life, or you want to just give your knee more of a rest and come back? Do you think maybe you could play right now? I mean, that's how desperate we are, I think, at right tackle. I'm speculating, I'm just saying this. But that we'd be almost, because what they've done in the past at helping the Saints to bring some kind of continuity, obviously Ryan Ramczyk, one of the best right tackles when he was healthy, but even James Hurst, how we counted on him a number of games, like plug and play. And I can tell you right now, again, I don't know where James Hurst is at, if he's training or what he's doing.
No, he's doing media stuff. He's working with WDSU, Fletcher and the crew.
So do you see how with Fletcher Mack and all that? Did you see how – is he in shape?
He's a big guy.
Is he skinny now? You know, because these linemen, they lose all this weight.
Right, right. No, I haven't seen, like, how his physique is really.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I would think that
we'll
if he's
from the
shape,
TV roster?
James Hurst might be a better option at right tackle than all what we have so far. That's terrible. But that might be – that's what it – I don't think that'll be an option, but I'm just saying.
A veteran presence at training camp right now that the rookie Taliese Fuaga has really latched onto has been Lucas Patrick. Fuaga was asked about the fact they constantly seem to be always talking about something at practice, always seem to be together, and Fuaga was asked, what does Lucas Patrick mean to him?
I mean, he's like a father, big brother kind of figure. And, you know, he's been here in the league for many years. And just him being able to give me little tips and, like, reminders of different kind of plays, different kind of – even just, like, off the field, like, hey, how you doing? You know, like, he gives me a hug once in a while just because, you know, it gets tough out here in camp, especially for a rookie. So he's been a big help for me.
Folks laugh there, but yeah, Lucas Patrick, even there for a hug for Taliese Fuaga going through those rough days of training camp. Do you ever have one of your offensive linemen give you a hug, Cajun Cannon?
Nobody. A hug. What? I don't know.
It's a rough day at work.
You mean you might get a pat on the butt?
There you go, right.
You know, ain't nobody.
Attaboy.
Yeah, attaboy. No, a hug and a pat on the back or to hit you in the behind, like get going or something. I don't know about actual hug. I don't know, but it's 21st century. They do things differently now, you know. So you hug one another. Let's hug it out. You know, you might get in a fight and you hug it out. I don't know. And
it's
then,
a bad rep, but you did all right. You did all right.
Yeah, you did all right. And now, I don't know, now I notice, I don't know, since COVID, do you really even shake hands? I know you fist pump. I mean, now you can still shake hands. And then all of a sudden, oh, COVID in the summer in the South is bad. I mean, so I see people, are you fist pumping or what? So I don't know what you do. All I know is that if you're an NFL player and you're a man and you need a hug to feel good about yourself, come on, dude. I mean, no, you get a slap on the back or and that might be a slap on the back. A hug might be over-exaggerated, but a slap on the back or a hard pat on the butt. You know, women football fans love it when other men are patting
smack each other on the butt.
Yes, they love that. So ain't nothing wrong with that. Get going. Come on, let's go.
That's how, like, my wife gets me to do chores around the house.
She packs it?
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't I tell you to wash the clothes, Steve? Come on.
Or if I took out the trash on time, I get the old attaboy.
But you
good
probably,
job.
You probably like that, though. Yeah, yeah.
That's why, yeah, I want to get rewarded more.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, come on, spank me, baby. Come on.
Cullen's telling us to wrap it up. On that note, we'll take a break. When we get back, Mike Hawes, the voice of the Saints, will join us right here on WWL Saints, LSU, and Pelicans Radio. We'll be right back.